春年华，
伴我飞翔。
青少年之声
Voice of Youth。
大家好，首先为您介绍的是 Voice of Youth。 我们是一个湾区高中生领导的非盈利性组织，我们的宗旨是鼓励高中生对社会的服务。为了达到这个目标，我们的采访对象大多是对社会有贡献的人和其他领域的杰出人士，目的是激励高中生，给高中生们设立榜样。我们的节目每月在湾区电台 FM96.1 频道播出，同时也会经常举办社区活动。
Everyone, welcome to Voice of Youth. The Voice of Youth radio program is dedicated to bring community awareness to issues that impact the youth and encouraging youth involvement in our community. I'm Emily Liu, a freshman at Hillsdale High School.
Hi, my name is Ellen, and I'm a freshman at Aragon High School.
Hello, I'm John, and I'm an eighth grader at Bowditch Middle School. Today, Emily, Ellen, and I will be interviewing Angelina Yip.
Would you like to introduce yourself?
My name is Angelina. I am currently a junior at Stanford.
本次我们的采访对象是叶雷。记者首先请他做一下自我介绍。叶雷说自己是斯坦福大学的一名三年级学生。
How did you first get involved with golfing? What did you enjoy about it? And what motivated you to continue it?
So I was actually introduced to golf by my parents. My dad...played golf. What really interests me about golf is it's as much as a game, a competition against the other players in the field as it is against yourself.
在记者问到他最初参与高尔夫球运动的契机以及又是怎样坚持训练时，叶雷说他喜爱高尔夫球的父亲在他小时候经常把他带到球场教他打球。他喜欢高尔夫球的原因是因为高尔夫球运动是一项与对手比赛的同时也和自己一较高下的运动。
When you're out there, you know, you don't really have a team you're playing with, but you're trying to do your best. The conditions might be difficult out there, but it's like always trying to be better yourself.
比赛时虽然环境不一定理想，但是还是要努力打出最好的成绩。
So how do you think golf has benefited you as a person? Like, what lessons have you learned from it?
I think in life, one of the most important qualities I've learned is perseverance. You know, you're going to run into a lot of obstacles. It's not going to be smooth sailing all the time, but you just have to learn to grind it out and push through.
记者又问道，他觉得高尔夫球运动在哪些方面上对于他的生活有帮助？他又通过这项运动得到了什么经验？叶雷说，他通过高尔夫球运动得到的最宝贵的经验就是坚持。人生会有很多挫折，不可能一帆风顺，所以大家都要学会怎样克服困难，继续前进。
I think integrity and honor are also really big parts of the game. There's usually not a referee or rules official following you when you're playing, but...You know, we hold each other accountable, we hold ourselves accountable.
他通过高尔夫球获得的第二个宝贵经验就是诚实。比赛时一般不会有裁判全程跟随，所以运动员们需要互相监督，但是更需要每一个参与者都诚实地面对一切。
So you started playing golf when you're pretty young, but did you always plan on continuing it in college?
记者提出叶雷从小时候就开始打高尔夫球，问他是不是从一开始就计划坚持这项体育运动直到大学阶段。
So I started golf when I was about 6 years old. It was a game to me. I enjoyed doing it. My parents enjoyed taking me to golf. When I really started thinking about playing competitive college golf and then eventually turning pro was when I was about 12 years old.I had the opportunity to compete my first professional event. It was in China, like local tour there. But after competing, I realized I really loved the game, loved the competition.
叶雷说他六岁时开始打高尔夫，在当时只当是游戏，家长也喜欢把他带到球场上。12岁时他开始打算将来在大学里成为竞技选手，再以后成为职业选手。 他在那一年第一次参加比赛，随后就喜欢上了这个运动。
What do you feel are some of your best accomplishments so far?
Personally, the biggest accomplishment in terms of sports would be winning the U.S. Girls Junior Championship a couple summers ago, 2019, I think. You know, it's like the pinnacle of junior golf, and I was also the first Chinese player to win it, so it was pretty exciting.
记者又问叶雷，觉得他最大的成就是什么？叶雷说，在体育方面，他最大的成就就是在2019年获得美国青年女子高尔夫球冠军赛的冠军，那是一个青年高尔夫球运动员可以获得的最高奖项，而他也是第一个赢得那项奖的华人。
Playing sports is obviously a pretty big commitment, and I'm sure being at Stanford, you're also very busy. So how do you balance your student life, golf, and family?
So I'm really fortunate that my mom and brother are living in the Bay Area with me, so it makes it easier to go home and see them on weekends or when I have some time off.
记者又问叶雷，怎样为大学的学业、高尔夫和自己的家人安排时间上的优先级？叶雷说，他的妈妈和弟弟都在湾区生活，所以他经常可以去看望他们。学业和练习都会占据很多时间，每周一和周三，他都在早上6:30以后练习，然后去上课，然后继续练习，随后开始作业。从早上6:30到晚上6:30，他都没有多少休息的时间，但是他坚信质量高于数量，所以不管是学习还是练习，他都会十分认真。当然，每周日上午他都有机会休整一下。
What are some challenges you faced during competitions? How did you overcome them?
Probably for one of the biggest challenges for any competitive athlete is losing confidence in yourself.
记者又问他，在比赛时遇到过什么困难？就是怎样克服困难的。叶雷说，他经历过最大的困难就是失去自信，有时候他会发挥的不好，或者受环境的影响。他说，当生活有很多挫折，非常多不如意时，他就会努力让自己做得更好。
Do you have any fun stories, whether about golfing or any other event, that you would like to share with us?
I think in general, it's really fun that I get to do a lot of traveling and see a lot of different places.
记者又问他，有没有想与大家分享的一些趣事？叶雷说，他觉得旅游很有趣，也很喜欢探索新的地方。上学期，他去了阿联酋的阿布扎比参加比赛，那是他第一次去中东地区。他在那里参观了清真寺，也试穿了那里的民族服装，吃了那里的传统食物，他非常喜欢这次旅程。记者问叶雷有没有其他的兴趣爱好。
Do you have any other hobbies or extracurricular activities that you enjoy?
In terms of like one single activity, golf is probably my hobby. Really, I'm a big foodie, so I really enjoy going to new restaurants.
Other than that, I really like reading and watching crime or like dystopian type of shows and books.
叶雷回答说，除了打高尔夫球外，他很喜欢去新开业的餐馆尝试菜品。他经常旅行，所以能尝到很多地区的风味食物。他也很喜欢读书。记者又问他美籍亚裔的身份，有没有在学校里或运动比赛中影响别人对他的看法。
As an Asian American, has your background ever affected people's views of you both in school, in sports, or like elsewhere?
Yes and no. No one's really ever been explicit about something in a way that would even be microaggression or like racist or anything like that.
叶雷表示说有影响，也可以说没有影响，因为从未有人对他表现出敌意。但是他觉得高尔夫原本是一个绅士化的白人运动，时至今日，美国南方还有一些只允许男性参加的高尔夫俱乐部，因此他去一些保守地区的球场打球时，有些人会用异样的眼光看他，他觉得这是传统文化不同导致的。
I guess just sometimes like culturally, it's a little bit different. But I think for the most part, I've been really lucky because of my achievements that, you know, I haven't really had to face any of that. And I've always sort of been letting my results and everything speak for itself.
但是因为他的成绩很好，所以并没有人会以种族为借口来批判他。
青少年之声
Voice of Youth。
听众朋友好，欢迎回来继续收听青少年之声。我们的高中记者是 Emily、 Ellen 和 John，他们采访的嘉宾是国家级高尔夫选手叶雷。现在我们的记者继续向他提问。
Getting into Stanford isn't easy. Do you have any advice to students looking to succeed throughout high school and to build a resume for college?
记者提出斯坦福是一所录取率很低的大学，问叶雷有没有对高中生关于学习和申请大学的建议。
Yeah, so I think one of the biggest things is probably having, you know, like a passion or hobby that you really enjoy and you pursue it and it allows you to stand out. I think having something that allows you to stand out, whether it's a sport or it's robotics or, you know, even if you had like your own cooking channel and you love cooking or something like that.
叶雷觉得成功申请大学最重要的一点就是需要有一个喜欢的活动，并且需要努力坚持那个活动，特别是在人人都有完美学分和升学考试的今天，不管是体育运动还是机器人编程，只要可以让你脱颖而出，都值得努力钻研。
And in terms of just helping you succeed in general, I think learning to be very self-sufficient with organizing your timeand being able to plan ahead and stay on top of things.
至于比较广泛的成功哲学，他觉得有效的管理时间是一个非常重要的本领，提前安排时间和专心做事也都会有很大的帮助。
When you feel stressed, what do you tend to do to deal with it so you can continue being productive?
So I think first of all, it's okay to be stressed sometimes. There's a lot that everyone's trying to do, so...You know, being stressed isn't really a bad thing.
叶雷说，有压力是一个正常的现象，因为压力可以促使大家完成各种事情。他自己在有压力时可以更高效的工作，所以临近完成期限和参加比赛时都可以让他更有效的做事情。
When I'm just super stressed out or overwhelmed, I think having friends and family who can help you, that you can talk to, who can support you,And then having like a mentor, whether that's like your parent or a coach or a teacher or someone like that who can be, I guess, strict and push you a little bit at the right times. That's, I always find that really helpful. It's hard to be disciplined all the time for everyone. So, you know, having someone who supports you and then having someone who's going to push you when you need to be pushed.
但他也觉得压力不能太大，所以拥有可以互相交流的家人和朋友是比较重要的。拥有一个可以督促你的师长也非常有帮助，一直被教训的滋味并不好，所以有一个平常鼓励自己但在重要时刻督促自己的人更为重要。
We already touched upon this a little bit, but who has been a prominent role model in your life, and do you have any pieces of advice from them that you would feel comfortable sharing?
So I guess the most influential people in my life are definitely my parents. My mom's always been super supportive of me and really allowed me to be who I wanted to be. She's also taught me from a young age to be very efficient with my time, to prioritize, and just having the good life skills.
记者又问叶雷，他从小到大的榜样是谁？又问他愿不愿意把从榜样那里得到的经验和大家分享。叶雷说，对他影响最大的人就是他的父母，他的妈妈一直都非常支持他，也任由他成长为自己喜欢的样子。妈妈从小就教他怎样有效地利用时间，怎样排优先级，以及许多其他的生活知识。
My dad's been the biggest supporter for me. He was always there when I was younger, went with me to tournaments. I think it was his determination and right amount of strictness when I was younger that really pushed me to accomplish what I've done today.
他的爸爸很支持他打高尔夫球，每次都陪伴他去比赛。叶雷觉得爸爸的坚持和恰到好处的严厉推动了他，让他可以取得今天的成就。
Role model, I've always looked up to Tiger Woods and Lydia Ko, who are two of the best players, I guess, of all time. It was just inspiration for me, and seeing how hard they were working really inspiring.
他一直把老虎伍兹和莉迪亚高当作他的榜样。这二位是有史以来最优秀的两位选手，他们的努力鼓励了他。
You know, the most important advice is work hard work hard and put everything into what you want to achieve. But at the same time, stay in the present, enjoy the process. The goal is important, but don't get so lost in looking to the future.
叶雷得到的经验就是，如果做了一件事，就要全力以赴，同时也要脚踏实地，不能让对结果的渴望掩盖了对过程的享受。
I know you mentioned advice, but is there any advice that you'd like to give to aspiring young people that are interested in playing golf specifically?
That's definitely some good advice, not only for golf, but any other sports. That's pretty much all the questions we have. Is there anything else you'd like to mention to anyone watching?
记者又问叶雷，有没有建议想给打高尔夫球或者从事其他运动的学生，也问叶雷他有没有想对所有观众说的话。
Being a little bit of a risk taker, go out of your comfort zone. There's always, local tournaments that you can play at. But, if you're able to step out of that comfort zone, go play the national events, this really good tour called the AJGA, American Junior Golf Association, that do really great tournaments throughout the year. Even internationally represent your country.
叶雷说，从现在往回看，高中的四年非常短暂，他一直非常努力地学习、练习和比赛，也尽量安排好繁忙的生活。他并没有什么遗憾，他觉得高中生们应该脚踏实地，享受高中的生活。同时，他觉得应该适当的冒险，走出舒适区。有很多可以参加的地区级别高尔夫比赛，但是他建议青年运动员尝试参与美国青年高尔夫协会举办的国家级比赛，甚至以后可以参加国际比赛，代表自己的国家参赛。
I guess being able to go out of your comfort zone, go to other states, go to other countries and play.
他觉得走出舒适区可以带来很多新的经历。
Thank you so much, Angelina, for participating in this interview. We really appreciate the time you spent with us.
以上是本次采访的全部内容，感谢您的收听。
青少年之声
Voice of Youth。
青少年之声是由硅谷的高中生采访制作，反映社区生活的节目。